Previously on the COVID house.
Entry 2. Ben Lavi has been recognized as the new key holder of Compound 21223.
I think about the original goals of the Guardians and passing down keys at the beginning of each new decade. But where they've gone wrong is they don't do this to save all of humanity. They only plan to save those who are deemed worthy of survival. All so that when we offer them a precious key, we'll already know that they've made the right choice.
Agent Mallory, off to find me in the compound you're at right now. My plan for you is just far bigger than that. See you soon, Mallory. See you soon.
Document number 46, date August 22nd, 2021, time around 8:15 p.m. Today's status is, not gonna lie, nervous. I mean, this compound is running on high alert, and training just wrapped up 10 minutes ago, which is longer than we've ever run for. I mean, my arms are killing me. They're super sore from grappling and using all the weapons that I didn't even know existed. I'm still sort of eating dinner here, which is probably the worst thing I've ever tasted, but that's probably just because my body feels like trash. Today there was no classes. We did have a small number of mental tests, but it was just all weapons training. I mean, whatever we're preparing for is serious. It's scary. And I know I'm gonna be out there because Drill Sergeant told me himself. And Casey, who's supposed to be my training partner, I haven't been able to find her in the past few hours. It's like she's just kind of disappearing. These couple of days have made me more nervous than I think I've ever been. I mean, even the guards were in today's training session. I did end up training with this adult officer, Jeremy. I will say, if there is ever a major threat to the compound, I'd suggest maybe not putting Jeremy in the front lines. Recording off.
Status update, Tim?
Everyone's in position. They're ready for the final strike.
Good. Then my revenge is around the corner.
All of this work you've been putting in, soon it'll all be worth it.
Yes, but something's been on my mind.
Look, of course, the mission I've confirmed, verified. This is the last house. We've got 50 men loading up, ready on your mark.
No, it's not that. I've been wondering about something else.
Sure. What's on your mind?
In all of our attacks, we've always had a leg up with information and access. We fought well, but we've always had this advantage. How?
Are you really complaining about advanced data and information? I'm sure you have a lot in your mind. This has got to be nerves, but...
No. I know what I'm capable of. What I'm trying to wrap my head around is how you got access to all of this high-level data. I mean, Mallory basically has a personal supercomputer on his side, and this facility seems to be their most secure compound. How did you get through all that encryption? You never struck me as a tech guy.
We've always been one step ahead of him. That's all that matters. This is really what you're thinking about before our final attack? Remember why you're doing this.
I know my reasons for doing this. But what are yours?
Where is this coming from? Look, I told you, I'm doing this because of what happened to me at the old house. That's my reasoning. I want revenge, just like you. Right now, I'm going to tell them to get ready to strike. I'm going to head...
I decide when we strike. Don't ever forget that, who's in charge.
Of course. Look, at your command.
Remember that.
All right, you've gotten us this far. Look, I know most of this facility is underground, so I've got a final code that'll give you full access. Look, time and again, we've planned these attacks perfectly, but they were only successful because of the X-Factor standing right here, because of you, Thomas. Look, I mean that, and you know, and it all goes back to the motivation. And I see right there on the wall, you put up her photo, the photo of your wife. She's beautiful.
She was beautiful, yes.
Look, I care about your revenge. Just like you, there is no excuse for what they did to her.
That picture. That was us in Okinawa. We took that picture right after I proposed to her. She had this dress with the blue lotus flower on it. I shouldn't be talking about this.
No, that sounds like a beautiful memory. That's the motivation you need.
And I felt this constant rage. And she was the only thing that calmed me down. I'm just tired of the anger. I thought that together we'd escape the pain and live in a better world. And
here, drink some more. You feel better.
No more weakness.
TJ, I know how much this means to you. So I have to warn you, they have some kind of technology that I don't really know how it works.
Yeah, the keys. I already took care of that with James Mallard.
No, it's something else. It's like, my best description is that they have this lifelike hologram. Like, I learned about a prototype back when I was in the lab before you rescued me at the COVID house. I saw things that I couldn't describe, things that scared me, that terrified me.
You have no idea what I've seen. I'm not afraid of anything.
I can imagine. But no matter what you think you're prepared for, they have a way of showing you things that you don't expect to see. I don't know how to explain it, but it's said to show you your greatest weakness.
I have no weakness. At least, not anymore. Nothing can get in the way of my plan.
Yes, that's good. Don't let it get in your head. If you hesitate for a moment, you'll think it's real, and that's when they'll take you down.
Got it. Tim, maybe I shouldn't have doubted you earlier. You're about the only person I trust here, but I'm hardly concerned.
That's good. I trust you too. But if you see something that seems off, just remember your mission. If it's not too much, one last thing. What was your wife's name?
Her name was Ebony.
Well, Ebony would be proud of what you're doing on her behalf. What we're doing is important today.
I know. Oh, by the way, I found a few other things we captured from the old facility. Take a look.
This is the weapon you made back at the original COVID house. I thought it was gone.
Yeah. I made some modifications to increase its range.
Well, you can put that away. If we're going to shut this facility down, tasers aren't going to help us out.
Yeah, maybe not. Anyway, I'm going to get ready. We attack in 10 minutes.
Got it.
Ebony, the love of my life. I promise you, on my soul, I will make this right. I saw the video of what they did to you, how the Guardians were responsible for your death, and how James Mallory was there. And I don't care who they say they are. I know who they really are. I may not have been able to keep you safe, but I will make them pay. So they'll never do that to anyone else. They took everything from me. And when I stand on the rubble of their most precious asset, their underground bunker, I'll finally be able to say that this is for you, my love.
Sir, we tested KC. The blood that you're looking for hasn't been detected.
Okay, so that confirms it. The only one remaining on the list of candidates is Ben. We have to do everything we can to find him.
Got it. As for the one we captured, KC says they have information specifically for you.
I'm not interested in hearing from a kid. And we have to get ready for the final battle.
Well, they seem very sure you'll want to hear this information. Somehow KC knows your nickname and claims there's information the Boundless Citizens can use. But they won't say anything else unless it's directly to you. KC sounded pretty convincing.
Fine. Bring the child in.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I've heard about you, and...
Spit it out!
I have something to share with you.
I'm on the verge of my greatest victory, and you want to waste my time with some story? It better be important.
I received a note. It says to tell you about Okinawa, and the blue lotus flowers, the night that you proposed.
Proposed? How could you know that?
There's a person who would give anything to see you again, and she's alive.
Lies! Take them away! You dare? You disrespect the memory of my wife? Mind games make me hesitate and stop me from attacking. I should squeeze the life out of you.
No, I'm sorry, wait. They've been threatening my family for months. They made me go into the COVID house to spy on people and give reports to, well, I'm not sure, but I had to keep tabs on the people in the house. I don't know who. I just had to follow the instructions and do what they told me. I had to share the message with you or they hurt my family. I think they put your wife in too.
Choose your words carefully, or they'll be your last.
I don't care who you are.
Don't destroy the building. Your wife's inside. I believe she's alive. I promise you.
I know what they did to her. I know that she's gone. This is pathetic, sending a kid to lie directly to my face. Trying to make me lose my focus? Take him away.
But, boss, what if Casey's telling the truth?
What if you heard what I heard? They've threatened the family. What better way to get me to call off an attack than to tell me that my wife's alive and then to be cowardly enough to put a kid in front of the lines in hopes we'll stop the attack? They think this will make me hesitate? Well, they're dead wrong. Get the troops ready.
Respectfully, sir, the Boundless citizens didn't expect to have to fight children. Maybe we should rethink our strategy.
Get the troops ready. Don't make me say it again.
Yes, boss.
Good morning, everyone. I'm sure you didn't expect the early wake-up call, but gather around. Front lines are being announced. When I call your name and age, stand in a single file line to my right. Jason, age 18, come up. Maya, 17, to my right. Jack, 16. Emma, 18. Jacinda, age 31. Crystal, age 21. Officer Jeremy, age 32. Ben, Lobby, to my right. You will be led by James Mallory, and everything will be posted on the board. Your name is on the board. Gear up. Those who prove themselves get to leave soon. If not, be ready for the next wave. There will be one soon, I assure you.
Good morning. Welcome to the front lines. My name is James Mallory. Everyone that stands here today has been chosen because week after week after week, you have proven that you are the best of the best, and you or someone that our compound can rely on. Our goal is not to kill or strike our enemies down. Our goal is just to slow them down. We need to buy ourselves enough time to evacuate and gather ourselves. When you stand with us, you will ensure a safe and healthy future in the coming days, weeks, and years. But if you understandably choose to step away before this battle, I will not judge you. I will not blame you. No matter who fights with me after this day, we will have fought for something greater than just ourselves and greater than any bond that we could form. If you fight with me, you will be fighting for the fate of countless individuals to come. We don't ask you to make this decision lightly, so I'll give you 15 minutes to decide. Please choose with your hearts and minds. Then, in approximately 90 minutes, this facility will be attacked by an outside group. What they're looking for is you.
Well, hey, look on the bright side. I mean, this got me outside. I mean, that's something I'm probably not going to be able to do for, like, another year or two.
Barely go outside? Where did you hear that?
You're joking, right? I mean, my old compound gave us news updates and everything. It's terrible outside.
Ben, you've been lied to. It appears as if someone at your facility has exaggerated the true magnitude of the pandemic. The real numbers aren't as staggering as you've been led to believe.
Wow. Shocker. Even if a sliver of what I've been told is true, I mean, the world outside isn't something I really want to be a part of right now.
I was just like you. I questioned, I wondered, but when I discovered the real truth, I knew there was no turning back. These boundless citizens will just keep pressing on until they find you, leaving countless destruction in their wake. Their leader believes that you are the key to providing him with unlimited power, and I have to ensure that you remain safe.
Hey, tell me what, you're making me sound like I'm the president of the United States here. I mean, come on.
The only way you can help is, well, I don't know how to say this. The best thing you can do is lock yourself away. The leader of the Boundless Citizens believes that you have the blood needed for a critical serum that can provide for his plan.
All right, so you're telling me that he wants my blood so he can go be discount Captain America? That's so dumb.
This isn't a joking matter. I don't have the ability to stop them from taking you, but I can slow them down. The facility we're at now has a renewable resource that can sustain you. If you allow me to place you in the facility for a period of 3 to 6 months, I'll prepare the necessary materials to fake your death. They'll stop looking for you soon after.
Okay, let me get this straight. Some strange man offers to lock me away so we can hang out in the facility for 3 to 6 months. And great news, By the time it's over, the world will think I'm dead.
I don't appreciate your sarcasm. This is quite serious. Trust me, I don't have to be here. My organization has already written off America from our temporary plans until I can reach the end of my investigation and identify what went wrong with our facilities here. So far, it all stems from the former benefactor of your estate. And no, I have no plans to be in there with you. You'd have a full run of the facility on your own. It's essential that they are not able to run further tests on you.
Wow, you're like Willy Wonka, but instead of going with Charlie on the flying elevator, you kind of just push him in the back and close the door. Plus, we're not going to just skim past the fact that you said further tests. So you're telling me you were testing on me too?
You want the full truth? Then walk with me. Over a century ago, at the start of the Great War, and near the peak of the Spanish flu, an international partnership was formed to protect humanity in the face of uncontrollable war, famine, disease. They called themselves the Guardians of Veritat, or Truth in Catalan, which is where the group was founded. To be honest, I've got no interest in you. But the problem is Max does, and he's influenced a group to find you on his behalf. And by my clock, they'll be here in just over an hour. Ben, is there anyone around us? Computer, administrative access, James Mallory. Open door. Computer, give Ben level 5 administrator access to the facility.
Affirmative. Should I give him access to documents and files?
Only in the event of my demise. Ben, are you familiar with Henrietta Lacks?
Henrietta who? How does that, like, relate to me? Wait, come out. Is that somebody in the compound?
In the late 1950s, there was a cancer patient named Henrietta Lacks, who researchers discovered had a unique cell line that reproduces indefinitely under specific conditions. Max found a similar method of reproduction for your father's cell structure that would allow him to complete his plan.
But from what I know, Max is dead. What makes my blood so special?
Well, this whole bone marrow idea was his. The basic premise is that when someone is unfrozen, their body reacts in a fatal way. To help them readjust, Max needed to find a correct bone marrow match to keep them safe. That's where your father came in. They experimented on him with a form of animal DNA that could simulate the process of a universal bone marrow donation. Once Max found a way to duplicate your father's cells, he could create a synthetic bone marrow, hence letting him freeze and unfreeze anyone he would want.
Well, if they had the proper bone marrow for my dad, why do they need me?
Must I remind you that last time you saw Max, a major inferno had engulfed half of the compound. All of Max's bone marrow samples and research on the matter had been destroyed. So now, you are the last stone that he needs to collect and finish his plan. If you lock yourself away and hide, then his plan can't move forward. And it's taken me some time and effort to realise this. But his plan, simply put, is to find a way to freeze every single person on the planet.
Yeah, that's totally possible. Oh, sure. Hey, hop in this freezer. It's the latest trend. Some call it a free vacation, and all your stress will disappear for about 2 years. Why? Because that's how long you'll be in the freezer. Plus, who knows? Walt Disney might be in there. Get it? It was a joke because, like, you know, a lot of people say that Walt Disney was pro... Never mind. Point is, there's no way you could convince everyone to do that, let alone build that many freezers. I mean, have you seen how long it's taken people to get a flu shot?
That's just it, Ben. He believes that the planet will rebuild itself if every person freezes themselves. When it gets to that moment, I don't think he'll give people a choice.
Don't you have, like, I don't know, other people to help you out with this? I mean, I couldn't find my dad when I first entered the compound, and my mom was always at work. And I don't know where she is right now, so I'm kind of taking care of myself. The weight of the world isn't on your shoulders alone, you know that.
Well, imagine knowing that your parents will never come back for you. And it's not because they don't want you. It's because of the physical restraints of mortality keeping them from you. My earliest memory is being 4 years old and hearing the news that my mother was one of the victims of Pan Am Flight 103. My father then fell into a deep depression and made my life a living hell until he simply left me alone and never returned. I was lost in foster care and believed that this world was a dark place until a kind-hearted woman named Marjorie Smythe took me in. She taught me that while the world can seem like a terrible place, there are special moments that make life worth living. Ben, I don't claim to know the situation you're in, and you do have a right to be upset, but I promise you, stopping their plan will keep the world from falling into a further state of despair.
unauthorized motion detected outside.
Motion? What? This is too early.
Losing 50% of drones.
What about the ground team? What's their status?
Frontline attack in progress. Our troops are losing ground.
Wait, what? Hold on. I can help whatever way I can.
To be perfectly honest, I realize that you're very prepared, but I also know you're only 13, and Thomas has been a step ahead of us at every turn. So no matter how confident you are, I don't think we can stop him. I just hope that we can slow him down.
But...
The computer will provide you with updates. I have to help the front line. Stay here.
James Mallory. It's finally good to see you in person.
How did you... You should still be 100 kilometers
Yes. I found the tracker you placed a while back. You've been trailing us these past few weeks, and I wanted the right time to throw you off my location.
But the first level of security, you shouldn't have been able to get
security?
Through.
Really? Mallory, I've helped you build one of these facilities, and now I've taken almost all of them down. And what I know is simple. There's no way you get away from
computer,
me.
Computer, activate defense drones.
But what? Drones? Please. I have an army by my side. Ben, perfect. I've been looking for you all this time.
Ben, you were supposed to stay back. You're putting yourself in jeopardy.
Of course I should have known they put you at the facility with the highest level of protection. I'm fulfilling my destiny. But I'll get to you later. Don't worry. I'll do my best to keep you alive during the process of extracting your blood.
You will not get to him as long as I stand here.
Power, Mallory. Don't you see? This is about power. And the reason they follow me is because of power.
I know that a challenge must be accepted.
So then I guess you know our ways.
And of that, I stand and offer you an opportunity to take down my blade.
You're making a big mistake.
A challenge. Strength versus strength. My blade versus your weapon of choice. No guns, just a true fight.
Then I'll take the only weapon I need, my body.
I know that in your heart, there is a good man.
My heart? If only there was still a heart there.
Please let that man return. The world needs him back.
Oh, it's too late. I know all about you. And I know that you're responsible for the death of my wife.
Your wife? No. I've never harmed or even disrespected a woman. You've got bad information, my friend. To quote Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, you see, but you do not observe.
My information is good. And I know that you'd say anything to save your sorry, pathetic self so you don't have to take responsibility for what you've done.
The manipulation is all around you. Do you even have proof that your wife is dead? Or did you just...
You mentioned my wife one more time.
I wish I could find another way. If only I could show you that you're being manipulated.
I've waited my life for this level of power. You won't take this away from me.
You knew that we'd meet just like this. That's why you made me activate my key.
You made a mistake challenging me. I'll kill you!